Davy Lane.
Dark Secrets on the Line.
Dark Secrets on the Line?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Joined once again, as I am often on Thursdays for the Rant Revival, Gordon Keith.
Hell yeah. What's happening, hardliners?
Hey, Gordon.
We have a member of your fantasy football league here in studio. He won an auction item from Drop Your Pants, and he's concerned that you're going to start
Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, that he's out for the year and that he's still in your starting lineup.
Yeah, he just had surgery, so get him out of your lineup because the Saints play tonight and we don't want you taking a zero.
Although, what if I want to take a zero? What if that's my plan?
Okay, no,
is to you wanna, do the unexpected.
That's true, and Rashid Shaheed is probably the type of guy that Gordon should have in his lineup.
Like a Ribby name?
I feel like Ribby would really enjoy Rashid Shaheed.
With y'all's relationship. So, I'm also not comfortable with
the fact
that your fantasy football league is named the Friends of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, I was outvoted on that.
Whatever.
What did you want
to
name
it? I wanted
it
to be the Enemies of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. It got rejected.
It got rejected, yes. So, all the people in the Discord, they enjoy more Lee Harvey friendly names.
All right. Well, for E! News today, we have follow up on the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne, who breaking news yesterday as it happened during our show that he was in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and
did his AirPods come out and he was still listening to you guys?
No, but he either jumped or fell from the balcony of his room at the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel.
Yeah.
And
conspiracy theories about this.
Yes, authorities have provided more information about his death. That the autopsy revealed that he suffered a fracture at the base of his skull following the fall.
Way to go, Bob.
And that is what caused his death. And they also released the 911 call.
30 feet, by the way.
Is it in Brazil?
Okay, I'm going to get to that.
Because 30 feet doesn't seem like I could survive 30
Hold
feet
your horses.
Right now.
Hold your horses.
Maybe not blasted on drugs or something.
Hold your horses.
So stupid.
Hold your horses. So the 911 call, the hotel manager notified authorities that they had a guest who was obviously on drugs and alcohol that was trashing their room.
Way to go, Corby.
And that they needed police to be dispatched immediately. And the manager became increasingly nervous during the 911 call, saying, you know, that this guest is staying in a room with a balcony and we don't know what this person is capable of. So
very suspicious.
Yeah. So when authorities went into the hotel room, they saw that it was trashed. He had ransacked the room. He had broken the TV. They also found narcotics and alcoholic beverages. He had like prescription like Klonopin or something like that, like an anti-anxiety drug, but also a powder that looked like it could have been cocaine.
Yeah,
and
cocaine.
A lighter and aluminum foil, so maybe he was freebasing it.
Oh, God, and, man, what a party.
Yeah, and they said that given the position in which he fell, the way his body was on the deck below in front of the hotel, that the injuries from the fall, the fracture in his skull, that they presume that he did not adopt a reflex posture to like reflexively involuntarily protect himself as he was falling.
He was trying.
Indicating that he was either semi-unconscious or totally unconscious when he fell.
Oh, or he was fully conscious and just
Just let go.
That's the thing.
Did he fall in multiple directions?
One direction, actually.
Yeah, it was
Gordon.
Just
one direction.
One.
Got it. Got
direction.
It.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Freaking winning awards.
Destroying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was there in Argentina.
Call the Marconi Bob. Look into it.
I should.
He was there in Argentina for a concert from one of his bandmates in One Direction Niall Horan.
Yeah.
And I guess he had decided to stay in Argentina, and he was there with his current girlfriend, but she had just left, like 2 days before.
Left him?
Well, she had just flown back to Florida, that she was getting homesick.
Stop it.
She was getting homesick, and she just wanted to get home. It didn't seem like there was any kind of falling out, as it were, between them.
Okay, Dave, what are you doing?
Winning awards!
Even before the fall, earlier that day, he had posted some stuff on Snapchat, photos of he and his girlfriend together enjoying their time in Argentina, and it seemed like he was having a great trip, and he seemed upbeat, said he was going to go play polo.
Polo?
But
what?
Other people are saying that other sources close...
Corby always says to us.
Other sources,
sorry, guys, it's polo time.
Other sources close to him say that he was struggling with issues related to his ex-fiancée, Maya Henry, who's from Texas, by the way.
Really?
Yes, that she is a model and an author, Gordon.
Ah,
she wrote a novel called Looking Forward.
Frantically searching Maya Henry.
Did she do a Subway commercial?
She's definitely hot.
How do you know?
Clay Henry.
God.
But a source says that Liam was extremely overwhelmed by legal issues.
They just took away our Marconi, by the way.
With his ex-fiancée.
I gave you a second one.
So Maya Henry, she just last week had issued a cease and desist order to Liam Payne, alleging that he had repeatedly been contacting her. And on October 6th, she put out a TikTok and saying that her ex, she didn't name him by name, but everybody knows, that he keeps
She named him by something else.
That he keeps blowing up her phone from different numbers. He'll get different phone numbers or different iCloud email addresses.
Yeah, that's smart.
And he will send her text messages, and he'll email her, and she'll say, not only me, he blows up my mom's phone, my friend's phone. Is that normal behavior to you?
It's not.
And then she also says that he was weaponizing One Direction fans against her, because One Direction fans are always loyal to him and always think that she's the enemy.
Like the Yoko of
right,
the bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
let me ask you guys something, because I don't know anything about One Direction. I don't think I've ever heard a song from One Direction.
Can you actually die? Yes, Corby.
Wait.
You mean we're mortal?
Wait, hold on a second. The ground can kill you?
This really hits home.
Good stuff, Corby.
This changes everything.
Go on, Simple Corby. What were you going to ask us?
Simple Corby already forgot what he was going to ask. He's been waylaid. I know what I was going to say. When did they break up? How long has, like, Harry Styles been, you know, king of the pop charts on his own?
One Direction. I think 2016 is when they broke up.
Okay.
And they were formed on,
like a
Britain's Got Talent or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, this is a Simon thing, right?
Yeah, Simon Cowell joint. Like, he did this?
Yeah, well, so evidently all five of the One Direction dudes, there's five of them, right? Well, four now.
Jeez, dude. Yeah, there were five.
But
yeah, their last single dropped, and now they're, they're just, down to four, so.
Don't forget to set your starters.
Back to back to you guys.
There we go. Dave.
But evidently, they had all tried out for this competition show, whatever it was, Britain's Got Talent or whatever it was. They all entered individually, and then they ended up being
grouped together.
Can you imagine? As One Direction, and I think they came in third, but then they got a record deal out of it.
Can you imagine going into sensation. One of those stupid shows like that, thinking that there's not a chance in hell that I can win or, I don't know, get it to the next round or whatever it is, and then suddenly, within like 6 months, you're kind of the biggest pop thing in the world? How that would affect you? What are you... Is this an EA thing? Like if six EAs got together...
I don't think that they would be that successful as a boy band.
Why not?
Or is he suggesting...
can you imagine six EAs with choreographed dance moves?
The worst dancing.
sounds pretty it's great, just, to be honest.
Maybe doing some chest bumps.
With their hit song, Mort.
Mort.
All right, I have a couple other quick hits.
Perhaps sweating a lot.
Before we get to Rant Revival. So, Sydney Sweeney, she's been out of the spotlight as of late. She's been kind of keeping her appearance under wraps, but paparazzi snapped her in costume the other day. And so she took to her Instagram and she posted, she said, well, the cat's out of the bag thanks to some paparazzis in the bushes. So here's a little backstage from my film I'm working on right now. It's an untitled film, but she is playing boxer Christy Martin in an upcoming biopic. And see if you can recognize Sydney Sweeney.
No,
she
right
looks
now.
A lot like Christy Martin, and she's got some big old arms.
Yeah, so she has a brunette mullet. And so Christy Martin is a former professional boxer. She boxed from 89 to 2012.
She took the
UFC. The one that killed her husband or something?
Well, in 2010.
What?
In 2010, she survived a murder attempt by her husband, James Martin.
God, I don't remember
Indeed.
This.
I apologize.
Way to go, victim blamer.
I had it the wrong way.
So
I had it the wrong way.
Her husband stabbed her multiple times and shot her in their Florida home,
Jeez,
but she
Gordon.
Survived.
Gordon, do you think that's an important distinction?
Once again, I apologize.
Between killer and killed?
I do now recognize there is a difference between those two things. Thank you.
He had to kill or attempt to kill her because she was going to kill him, right?
With boxing?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true.
Did she continue?
But he was convicted of attempted second-degree murder in 2012. He is serving 25 years in prison.
Wow. And she's not a boxer no more?
Well, I think
she's 56.
2012 was her last boxing match.
She's 56 and gorgeous.
Mike Tyson's still boxing, and he's older than that. What's her deal, man?
But Sydney Sweeney said, her journey is a testament to resilience, strength, and hope, and I'm honored to step into her shoes and share her powerful story with you all.
All right, let me ask a question that everybody's thinking.
Did he cut off her hands?
How are they going to... How are they going to mash them down?
Like, did Christy have big up tops?
Like, they're going to have to do something to make sure. Smash!
Maybe they'll digitize them out.
Jugs.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, this was a big girl.
What?
Was she a big girl?
Christy Martin was?
Yeah.
What do you mean by big?
Well, I mean, sturdy.
And why are you judging women on their appearance?
Because I watched her fight. She would always be on.
Bob
she was
slurred.
She was a Don King fighter
in the
and
UFC.
So, and no, it's boxing, you idiot. And when Tyson would fight, Christy Martin would always be on the card, and she would be introduced as a coal miner's daughter. And I believe she generally wore like a T-shirt to fight or something large and roomy.
You're allowed to do that?
Well, yes, you don't have to go out there in a sports bra and fight. You can actually wear something a little more modest if you are
a big girl,
sturdier.
All right, I have a question for you, Bob, since you're not the next guy in the cubicle whatever.
That guy doesn't exist, and she would not blow away in a breeze.
So, like, we all know that it's illegal to hit below the waist, and I'm assuming that's for a reason, right? Because it hurts a man very, very badly there.
Right. And you can impregnate a woman.
So why is it okay to hit a woman in the chest? Because from what I understand, that is a similar injury as a guy getting racked.
From what you understand, could you go into your understanding in this matter?
Yes.
Just kind of help us a little bit with...
Like if you hit her hard enough, would milk come out her nose?
Dave... You're not constantly lactating as a woman. That's only if you're with child.
If you're hot.
If you're pretty enough, milk comes out.
All right.
Like, are we all trying to get dumber? Is that what we're trying to do?
Yes. Yes, we are trying to get dumber.
It just happens.
All right. We'll see what we have time for next in the Rant Revival.
The ticket.
Wake up every day and it's a new day.
Right.
And I don't remember what happened the day before.
What's the Christopher Nolan movie?
Memento.
Radio Memento.
Well, didn't he have all the instructions on his arm?
Right.
So just write down all the things you can.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just get.
Why would I write on my arm? I can't say b-hole.
Yeah. Do not say b-hole on my forearm.
All right. We got to go. Gordon, thank you. We love you. Are you twitching tonight?
Love you. No, wait. I twitched 2 nights ago.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck on your fantasy football team.
Yeah, good luck.
Yes. I just drafted Amanda Knox.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
A show that once existed on Saturday mornings on this radio station about 20 years ago, Más o Menos, starring...
Ancient history.
Three great Americans, Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, Simple Corby, and Gen X Davey Lane. And I'm just get to be in the room.
It's brought to you by?
It's brought to you by.
ET's Market and Bakery.
And to me, Keith.
So here we go.
Go, Dave.
All right. So I have a couple of ranty stories to run by Gordon and the crew here. As what we would do on Saturdays generally was work without a net or any kind of run sheet. And we would just talk about whatever we could find that was interesting to us to talk about.
True dat.
And Gordon, I don't know if you are aware of the Terrifier 3 phenomenon.
Terrifier 3?
Are you familiar with Terrifier 1 and or 2?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, yes. It's a movie that was kind of a cult movie. Now it's kind of wide box office. It was in the number one movie last week, but the basic premise is it's just a gore fest, and how much can they shock you? And they made a lot of news back in the first and second one because people were leaving the theaters, throwing up, and same with this new one. Like, the really, really hardcore scene at the beginning of the movie, and people were freaking out and puking everywhere. So that means every kid goes and sees it and says, well, you're not going to make me puke.
Yeah, and Terrifier 3, it won the box office. It beat everything, including Joker 2 last weekend. And it is in theaters unrated. It's not even NC-17 because it is so gory, and it's basically it's kind of like a real life TikTok challenge. Go see this movie and don't throw up on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the only thing that is causing people to have to leave and be treated for nausea, as there is a new opera in Germany. I don't know if you've seen this, Gordon. It's called Sancta. S-A-N-C-T-A.
It's that fake sugar that you put in your...
Splenda.
I feel like
it was caffeine-free coffee.
Sanka. You were caught between a Sanka joke and a Splenda
Yes,
joke,
I was.
So, this is a production from controversial Austrian choreographer Florentina Holzinger.
And that's what I thought.
And it opened up, I guess, about a week ago now. And in the first couple of showings, 18 people had to leave for medical assistance because they were so distraught and so nauseous.
I don't understand. How can something that's live be so shocking?
Well, evidently, and there's a trailer if you want to see a sneak preview of what's in this opera. But among the highlights, they have... naked nuns on roller skates. They also have performers suspended by hooks as fake blood pours over their bodies.
Hooks?
Yeah, like what was the Man Called Horse?
Yeah.
Where he...
Richard Harris was strung up by his nipples.
Yes. So I'm thinking it's kind of like that.
Yep, yeah.
Yep. There's a part of the show where Jesus... performs Eminem songs,
which he could do.
Yeah, I mean, he could slay it, right?
Yeah, yes. Jesus would have the best flow ever.
Yeah,
because he's half man, half divine. So he would have
the centaur, like a divine centaur,
half man, half divine.
That's right. Isn't that right, Bible scholar Bob?
We do the odd 100% divine and 100% human.
I feel like you're making a billboard for Times Square or something, but your bus side slogan is...
He's like a divine Jedi.
No, no. I don't think.
But like,
he's ever been to
Dagobah. Like, he could freestyle just off the dome.
You're looking for.
Right. Or he could walk up to in during an Eminem show and say, off the stage, Eminem.
Right. And he could bring up the lyrics.
He's not Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He sounds like Alec Guinness.
Yeah, he could
They wear the same clothes.
He could go into Eminem's mind and read his mind and spout the lyrics in real time.
Look it up.
Right, use the Holy Spirit, Luke.
Let's go back to the roller skating nuns, if we could.
Also, there are explicit lesbian sex scenes on stage.
This doesn't sound
Gordon.
Between I don't know if that is between the roller skating nuns.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Or if these are other characters that are having extreme lesbian sex.
Is rapping Jesus on roller skates too? Or is this a...
I don't know if it's like Starlight Express where they're just all on roller skates all the time.
You can't rap on roller skates. Everybody knows
that. That's true.
It's true.
Do you know Eminem is in Texas?
He's 52 today, too.
He's at the F1. He's performing at
Jesus
the F1
is?
Race. I said you. I clearly said Eminem, and you know I did.
Who's playing at the Mary one, and who's playing at the Kill one?
It's Formula One, and it's in Austin, and it's a odd co-headline.
We just won the Marconi
Bowl. Of Sting and Eminem.
We just re-won it.
But, okay, so, Corby, you're asking what is making people so ill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think some people are just so, maybe they're walking out because they're offended by the hot lesbian action.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's
or
not.
Or the rapping Jesus.
And that's the
that's
Beastie
not
Boys.
Ill.
License to Ill is
okay,
the Beastie
but,
Boys.
But in the most graphic moment, a piece of skin is cut from Jesus' side and then grilled to medium rare to illustrate the body of Christ.
Which we can't really complain about because we eat it raw.
Yeah, at least they're cooking it. Stop. Like
don't look at me when you bring that up.
When you go to communion, shouldn't the host have little grill marks on it?
Yeah,
like
even
a
if
Whopper?
They're like the decorative ones, like some fast food places do.
Yeah,
like when you get the char grilled chicken at Chick-fil-A and it has like the fake grill marks on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need my host looking like a Whopper. I just don't.
Bob does.
No, I don't, and you know I don't. I just want to talk Cowboys.
But Holzinger, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
She likes to push the envelope in her productions.
No way. I couldn't tell.
Her previous shows have included Sword Swallowers, a favorite of Gordon. Japanese bondage artists.
Oh, that is Gordon's number one go-to.
Right. Especially
tentacles
especially
involved?
When it when it has eels
and vomiting.
And octopi. And also hair hangers, the people that are suspended from their ponytails.
Okay. Yeah. That doesn't sound so.
That's more like a Cirque du Soleil.
Whoa.
Oh.
What was that, Am? Whoa.
All right, and the other story that I have for you, Gordon, have you ever heard of cream fields?
Yes.
I have not. And I'm not excited to hear it if he had to clear his throat before he answered.
So cream fields, I don't know what Gordon is familiar with, but the cream fields I'm speaking of,
and he's lighting candles now,
is an EDM festival that takes place in Daresbury, Cheshire, England.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this most recent Cream Fields 2024 took place in August.
Exactly. I mean,
and what goes with EDM?
Ecstasy, Molly, dancing, strobe lights,
drugs,
pacifiers.
I'm familiar.
So, according to the Manchester Evening News, two men were arrested trying to sneak drugs into this festival. Guy named Marshall Maddock and his buddy Harry Hewitson.
Excuse me.
Is this Harry or Marshall?
Big Harry.
I would like to say that's
an old Coop reference.
That sounds like a British name.
Harry Hewitson?
Yes.
It does.
So, as they were in line, dog sniffing dogs. Dog sniffing dogs?
Dog sniffing dogs.
I think most dogs are dog sniffing dogs.
All dogs sniff other dogs. No, drug sniffing dogs. Identified the two guys. And so they were taken to a separate area to be searched. And Maddock, he gave a small quantity of drugs. Like he just dug in his pockets and handed them a small quantity of drugs and said, that's all I have. But the dogs are still going nuts. And they're like, no, that's not all you have. But he refused to be searched. Finally, he agreed to a, quote, intimate search.
Oh, no.
And they found a Kinder egg. You know, the Kinder candy?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like coming at like a fake Easter egg type thing?
Yeah. You open up the Kinder egg and there's like a chocolate candy on one side and a little toy on the other side.
Yes.
It's for kids.
Yeah.
Well, they found a Kinder egg containing 10 bags of ketamine in his anus.
In his K-hole.
Well, how did that work?
He's born that way.
And then Hewittson initially
rabbit
refused to be searched, but then they did carry out the same search as they did on his buddy, and he also had a Kinder egg with 10 bags of ketamine in his anus. So they were intending to take these Kinder eggs into the festival and then excrete them and then sell that ketamine that had been in their bottoms to other festival goers.
So the did you say the Kinder egg's plastic, or I thought it was a chocolate egg?
And no, it's plastic.
Deliver a chocolate egg and then say, no, go ahead, open it up.
Yeah, just open it.
Crack it open. There's ketamine in there.
No, thanks.
No, the actual Kinder eggs are plastic.
Okay.
And I wonder if that was sheathed or if it was just, you just kind of poke it in there. And how long does that take?
To insert a Kinder egg?
Yeah. Like that, that's
probably just a couple seconds.
Not very, how? What's
wrong
with
your
butt?
Dave, are you practiced at getting large things in there?
You got to start slow.
Yeah.
You got to start small and work up.
It's like gauges for your ear.
Yeah.
You just start slow and you just keep increasing it.
Yeah. The barista doesn't start out with those giant hoops in his earlobes.
Okay. Why would you, if like these dogs that were like, no, I can test, something's in, I know what's going on here. But if you're one of these dudes, can't you just say, I gave you everything. There may be residue on me. Why would they ever give up like, oh, you know what? I've got an egg in my butt. Why would they tell him that?
I don't know.
Because they were high.
Or are the dogs so relentless, like in your butt, like the nose is, they're like,
right.
Look, man, you can't.
They don't get that excited to just smell people's
butts.
You're
not another dog. There's something in your rear end.
Now, the
all
question.
Right, I got a ketamine-filled egg.
The question I have.
What's the size of this egg?
For DJ
a plastic
is.
Plastic Easter egg.
Would you do ketamine that had been in someone's anus?
I don't think I would do anything that's been in someone's anus, sir.
Protected, though.
Yeah, it was in a bag inside an egg.
It's like a little Russian doll, you know? Like just one comes out of the other and there's just more.
That's where I draw the line. No. I'm going to say no.
So
you've always been a man of standards,
thank
DJ.
You.
Each of these guys
have
got.
Have any of you guys tried ketamine?
I have not.
I'm familiar.
I have not.
Like, I know some people that do it and say it is a game changer of, like, cures them of their depression. And
yeah, that's what Matthew Perry was. He was doing therapy, and then he loved it so much, he did so much of it that he died.
But he wasn't doing butt egg ketamine, was he?
No.
You can say that word.
You just can't.
And we
you
don't
Dave.
Say too, butt egg.
Butt egg
Dave.
Ketamine.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right.
Did
we
you hear
have
what
to
we
go.
Said earlier, Gordon, that every day is Dave's first day in radio?
Yes. And you have to
amazing
relearn the
to
rules
me.
Every day.
No, he never quite learns the line.
I wake up every day and it's a new day.
Right.
And I don't remember what happened the day before.
What's the Christopher Jeez. Nolan movie?
Radio Memento.
Well, didn't he have all the instructions on his arm?
Right.
So just write down all the things you can.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just get.
Why would I write on my arm? I can't say b-hole.
Yeah. Do not say b-hole on my forearm.
All right. We got to go. Gordon, thank you. We love you. Are you twitching tonight?
Love you. No, wait. I twitched two nights ago.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck on your fantasy football team.
Yeah, good luck.
Yes. I just drafted Amanda Knox.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.